Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's time to kick off your boots and hang up your hat. You're with us right here on Making Eight, and we are back on the ranch. We're going to sit back and talk some rodeo with you. But before we do, let's have a word from one of our sponsors.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. 'Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My first delivered night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up from the floor up, look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my first ever night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up, I'm a cowboy from my and this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double docking boat ramp, and whiskey shaking never stirs. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up, I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for think that I'm your man.
Oh, that's right. A little bit of Casey Donahue to start us off right here. We are back on the ranch, and you're listening to us on the Making 8 Rodeo Network and Making8.com. I want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. I'm your host, Scott Mesick, and we're going to bring you all the rodeo bull riding action from the weeks past, and we're going to talk about some of the things coming up here. But normally I got my co-host with me, old Amber Hill, sitting up in Alabama, and apparently the weather is not cooperating, and she's not able to get any cell phone service, so we had to go to our backup. And, shoot, you know, y'all know her pretty well by now, Miss Echo Sharkey. Echo, you with us?
I am. How are you doing, Scott?
Oh, doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. I've been super busy.
Yeah, I hear you there.
I hear your house has been empty, so you've been bored.
Well, you know what? As a matter of fact, I have been, but you know what? Enjoying the peace and quiet around the house. So, yeah, I certainly can't complain too much about that. But, you know, Echo, we've got a pretty good lineup. But before we do, we want to talk about your school that you're putting on in Graham, Texas. How are things going with that? I know the slots have been filling up pretty quick now, right?
It's good. Yeah, actually, the bull riding school is filling up very quickly. And now it's down to whoever's deposits get here first gets in, because I've got more people's names down than what I have spots. So we need a couple more bullfighters, and we'll be full.
Excellent, excellent. Glad to hear it. Well, I'll tell you what, we are looking forward to packing up the truck and bringing some of these bull riders from Florida out there and, you know, have, let them have the opportunity to work with the guru himself and really get their hands on and, you know, really get into some really good bull riding. And, you know, we look to sit back and watch some of these guys and, you know, learn from Gary ourselves. I mean, this is just going to be a great opportunity. Sit back and hang out. We're going to have a great time down there in Texas.
Yeah, we're all really looking forward to it. We've got some steer riders that are just starting their careers all the way up to one guy's in the standings in the CPRA. Another guy's been riding in the PRCA for a couple years. So you're going to see a whole range of students, but that makes it fun. So.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know what? Speaking of Graham, Texas, and speaking of the guru, I think we've got him on the line here. We'll see if we can't get him on.
Great.
Gary, you with us? Oh, wait, hang on. There. Gary, you with us?
I am with you. Loud and clear, buddy. How you doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing all right. How about yourself?
Oh, hell, I'm just kicking back in this California weather. I'm about a month out from having a total hip replacement, but I'm getting along fine now. I'm getting ready to do a jig.
All right, good deal. You ready to go ride some bulls?
You bet. I wish.
I hear you.
I'll live vicariously through the students.
There you go. There you go. That's one way to do it. There's no doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, we are really looking forward to it. I know you're getting ready to come over east side here and enjoy some of this humidity out here in South Carolina here coming up this next weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to be down there in Woodruff, South Carolina. What is the weather like down there?
Well, I'll tell you what, I know South Carolina is hot and muggy right about now. Now, Florida has just been getting rained on every day, and now we got some tropical thing starting up. It was sitting right over us today, but I think it should break out this weekend. I think it's just going to be real hot and muggy.
Well, that'll make my leg feel good. I'll tell you what, the positive side of it is you know, it gets kind of damp on the coast out here, a lot of fog in California where I live. So the mornings can make my leg ache a little bit, but nothing feels better than that good, hot, muggy weather on my leg. So that'll be the positive side of it when I come down there.
Well, you're going to get more than your fair share then, Gary. I can promise you that.
And when I was rodeoing, you know, whenever the weather got hot, that was when I got hot. You know, I'd probably win 90% of my money in the summertime when it was hot. And it's just something about when the weather's warm, that's when I rode the best.
Really?
Yeah, I loved warm weather, especially after a real warm day and them muggy nights. Man, I tell you what, them bulls bucked, and I could ride like no other place.
Wow, Well, I'll tell you what, that's an interesting concept there. I never even thought about the weather having a real factor on that. You know, of course, I know if it's raining, you know, but that plays into your rope being slippery and whatnot, you know. Somebody puts too much sticky on it. But, yeah, you know, I guess that humidity might play into effect, you know, might actually help you ride a little bit better.
Yeah, I always liked it. Rain never did bother me that much either. I went 2 or 3 day monies at Calgary when it was raining straight down. One year I made probably one of the greatest rides I made in my career, and it was not raining, but it was sleeting, you know. But I'd always pretend I was in Palm Springs or someplace in my mind where it was warm. So instead of complaining about it, just kind of keep your mind in a frame where you're someplace where you're having fun and you can't wait to get out there. And once you get good at it, the mind can't tell the difference between an imagined experience and a real experience anyway. So I was able, while everyone else was complaining and about the bad weather and their bad luck, I was rejoicing my fortune, because it just made it that much easier to win, because no one else was thinking about competing but me.
Wow. You know, that definitely brings up an interesting point, you know, when it comes to the bull ride and the mental aspect that really plays into effect. And, you know, if you don't mind, it don't matter, you know?
No, hell no. It's just, you know, you just, wherever you're at, as the old saying goes, you just kind of, that's the place to be, you know, and you just figure that it is what it is, and they're giving money away. You know, and you only have to work 8 seconds a day. So, good God, you can't get a better life than that. You know, so how much misery can there be in 8 seconds? You know, so you know, climb on your bull, have some fun, and make the best of it.
Right on. Now, about Woodruff, South Carolina, is that school filled up or what?
I think it was getting pretty close. I talked to him a week ago, and he said he just had a couple of holes left. So. I'm not for sure, but I got a number here they can call if there's somebody that's interested.
Okay.
Anyway, it's 864-884-1401. Just have them give them a call if they're from down that area, and if they got any holes left, they'll stick them in there. But I know she was getting pretty close to being full last week, so if there is, there's only one or two, so they better be the first one to call in.
Right. Now,
we put out a good product. That's why they beat a path to our door.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we actually, we're really hoping to get up there. And unfortunately, we talked with Austin, and Austin has a pre-engagement that he's got to be at. He's actually up in the northeast part of North Carolina this week. So, unfortunately, he's not going to be able to make it down. And you know, I don't think we're going to be able to head up there. But we are looking forward to Texas. And
you guys are coming to Graham then, huh?
Oh yes, sir. We are going to be there.
Oh,
matter
great.
Of fact, we have been working with Echo, and you know, really working on trying to get some of these students booked. And I know that she's got a school. You know, that school out there is going to be filling up real fast. You know,
Cody Custer called me the other day, and who you know, come to my school years ago. You know, and then I worked with him off and on along the way, but he. He's got a boys riding steers now, so he wanted to come over and hang out. So I'll put him to work while he's there. So I'll probably have him help them kids on down in the chute and take advantage of his expertise. And you know, so we'll have 2 world champions there instead of 1. So I'm real honored that he called me up and asked if he could come. So I think that's going to make it just an extra special school. Hopefully his boy can come with him, because we're talking about having a steer riding school with it now, so we get some steers put together and all them little steer riders that are wanting to be future PBR champions, this is where it all starts, you know. And I get guys, you know, telling me all the time, they say, well, you know, your method is real advanced, so they can, you know, they can get that later, you know, but that's not the truth.
Oh.
They need to get it started, start our method of riding when they're very young, you know, because
that's right.
It carries right on over, you know. And 90% of our drills are done on horseback without a saddle, you know.
Okay.
And, boy, we have got some cowboys out there that become such good horsemen that the bull riding and the steer riding, it just carries right over to it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got an 11-year-old son, too, that I'd like to try to bring out there myself. I think that would be a really good deal for him.
Well, bring him along, and before he gets there, have him get on a horse every day that he can. And, you know, and boys are always thinking, you know, it's sissy to run barrels. Running barrels is one of the best things for your bull run that there is. But you can't run in a saddle. You got to run bareback. Well, think about it, man. The horse is running. He's turning. He's running again. He's turning. You know, so when they drop that front end and come around them barrels, you got to raise that inside leg, make them run into that leg and pull you around that corner. And then you got to bend at the waist and get over that front end, get off your butt as they head for that other barrel. I mean, I've seen some girls that could just fly around them barrels. You put a boy on there, and when that horse goes turn around that barrel the first time, their butt slide right off of there and fall off, you know. So I had a kid out home here that, I mean, he looked as pretty on calves and steers as anyone I ever seen. But 2 years in a row, there was a little Indian girl beat him for the year-end championship because her and her dad broke ponies for a living, and those ponies that center balance that she developed riding those Shetland ponies ever since she was big enough to get on made her almost impossible to buck off. And so to fight fire with fire, because this kid's sister was a barrel racer and a pole bender, every day he had to race her with a saddle. We'd put three barrels on one end and two at the other. And then one would take the middle barrel, another one would take the far right one, and then the far right would come back to the middle, and the middle would go to the far left. Then they'd have two on the other end, and they'd circle those and then race back. And then they would also race pole bending, go down and then back again. Only he had to do everything bareback. And so he'd come back that next year and win that association. So it was a fighting fire with fire.
Really interesting. I've never heard that before, Gary. That's the first time I've heard that.
I don't know how many mothers I've had, you know, saying, man, I've tried to get my kid to run barrels. They go, oh, that's sissy. Well, you think sissy. Get on and try it. You know, it takes some incredible skill to really get good at running barrels bareback. But when you do get good at it, them turns and them bulls is a day off. Denny Flynn, one of the greatest bull riders of all time, he come to a seminar I was having in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And we were pointing out the horse drills. And so I introduced him to the class. And I said, Denny, the first time I seen you, you showed up, you was about 17. You ride a double-rank bull. And every time I seen you after that, you rode double-rank bulls. I said, were you just a natural? Or where did you come by all that ability? He said, hell, I was raised in the hills of Arkansas. And my dad bought me and my brother ponies when we were little kids. And every day that was our recreation. He said, we never had a saddle until we were 15. So we'd jump on those ponies and over the hills they'd go and around trees. And he said there was a log down by the creek that set up about 3.5 feet. And they'd run down there with their hands straight out the side and jump over that thing. He said, I went over that thing once and went over it 100,000 times, you know. And then when it come to riding bulls, he said, as soon as he climbed on one and they jumped, he moved to where he'd been moving on them ponies a million times, you know.
Wow,
and that skill that he developed on those horses, you know, led to a legendary performance in bull riding.
Right. As a matter of fact, he was just inducted in the Hall of Fame this year. So,
there's never anyone more deserving than him. What a bull rider! I mean, 3 NFR championships, lost another one by 1 point, and it's a real controversial call whether the other guy should have been goose egged or not, and probably he really should have won 4. You know, so. Just an incredible athlete, and I remember me and Johnny Knoxville. We were scouting a movie that I wrote a movie script and sold it to him, and we were scouting up in Cody, Wyoming, and the kid that won the national finals last year, Kanan Acey, when the Extreme Bulls one night, went the rodeo the next night, went down to Greeley, won Greeley, won everything he went to that weekend, you know. And he's only about 19, you know, and so or 18 maybe, and so I went over and I told his folks. I said, "Boy, you've done a good job with that kid." And the dad said, "You know, we used to watch you every night on the old Bull Riders Only when you was calling the telecasts, and he was just maybe 4 or 5 years old then, and said if you want your kid to be a good bull rider, get him on a horse every day without a saddle, you know." And he said his mother took that as marching orders. And had him on a horse every day without a saddle. And that incredible balance that he built on those horses carried over to the incredible bull riders he's become today.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, I'll tell you what. There's so much that they can learn from you. And I'm just thrilled to death to be able to go out there to Graham, Texas. And we're actually bringing a couple guys from Florida out that way, and I know these guys are really eager to learn from you, as well as I am, you know, just hearing your methods of teaching and you know, what you have to offer all these young bull riders is just something fantastic, and I can't wait to get out there to Graham and spend some time with you, Gary.
You know, the guys that, you know, that can't make it, and even the guys that are coming, you know, I have a DVD out called Dare to Be Great, and there's 3 hours of drills on there, you know, and biggest percentage of them are horseback. And if they'd call my LeFewBullRidingWorld.com, they can order one of those, and I guarantee you that it'll be the best money they ever spent, because they'll learn the drills the way they're supposed to be done. You put a TV right in front of you as you're doing the drill, so you make sure you don't misinterpret, because if you misinterpret the way a drill's done, you create a bad habit instead of a good habit. So
right.
I did this drill tape so everybody could put it in front of them and get everything perfect, because it's the same drills that Cody Lostrell's doing, who's coming out before he cracks back out in September, you know, to get a little tune-up before he goes back out there. I imagine Josh Duchelle, he's out, so he'll probably be coming back out with him. And Skeeter Keensauver, he's on his way out. He's fixed to crack back out, so he's going to come out and spend a couple of weeks with me. So, you know, we're tuning up these, not only the legends, but the same drills that they will be doing are all on this DVD as well. And,
okay.
If they're listening, the number is 548-8997, and that's an 805 area code.
Okay.
548-8997, and that'll get them right through to Gary LeFewe Bull Riding World, and they can order one of these, and I guarantee it will be the cheapest lesson that they will ever get, because there's 3 hours of drills on there done the way they're supposed to be done.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll have to get our hands on one of those as well now. And I'll tell you, I've been watching a lot of your teachings that you have on Rodeo Up, and those are really impressive.
Give Echo your address, and I'll send you one.
Okay, absolutely, Gary.
And your boy will love it. I guarantee you, it'll get him inspired. He'll get out there and start to doing those horse drills. And I mean, all the horse drills are fun. You put a kid in
right.
a round pen and just take a little whip and they get the rope in that, you know, just start him out on a pony or something. They crack a whip in front of that pony, and he does a roll back, and then he goes around the pen a ways there, and you crack the whip in front of him. He does another roll back another way. Every time they make a move to the left or the right, they're making a move, you know.
Right.
And if
right.
they make it wrong, they're going to fall off. So pretty soon they find the correct moves.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what.
Years. He turns a bull or turns a horse out of a buck and shoot, has somebody out there with a bull whip just turning them back, you know, and he practices his moves on those horses.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, Gary, I'm only 32 years old, so I might still have one or two left in me.
I'd be cracking back out, man.
That's right. Let me pull out that
bull
up and
get them coming back. Yeah.
That's it. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll definitely work on that. But, yeah, well, like I said, you know, tonight we really wanted to kind of feature a lot about this Grand Texas, and we've got a couple of the guys that are going to be with you doing the bullfighting school out there. Before we get them on the line with us, I want to give out the call-in number, 646-915-9940. If you got a question for Gary or want to talk with him a little bit, be happy to take your call when we can. But before we do, I want to slide on down here and see if we can't get one of these other guys on the line with us. What do you say, Gary?
That sounds good, man. I'll hang loose right here. If you got anyone call in, need to talk to me, I'll be right here, buddy.
All right, sounds good. We're going to get this next one. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we were going to feature this and have a couple of these guys on the show. And of course, we had Jay Brewer with us. And, you know, we got his traveling partner, Steve Wangler, and unfortunately, he was not able to join us. We actually thought that something might have happened to him. But we got him on the line here tonight. So, Steve, you with us?
Absolutely. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great, Steve. Welcome to Back on the Ranch, man. Happy to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we've got Gary down here with us, and, of course, we've got Echo on the line. And we had your partner. We had old Jay on the line, and unfortunately, I don't know if something happened, but he got disconnected. So hopefully we'll get him back on with us. But, Steve, while we got a chance, man, I want to kind of find out a little bit about you, and I know you're going to be down in Graham, Texas, and working with Jay Brewer and Gary LaFue and doing this bull riding and bullfighting school going on down there the weekend of September 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a 10-year veteran of the sport. This is going to be our third school. We had a lot of success with it up in Johnstown, Nebraska, and I'm hoping that success carries on to Graham, Texas. I mean, either way, it's going to be a great time. You get to hang out with the Graham crew, the Brewer family, Brewer Trucking. They're always representing well. It's going to be a good time.
Well, definitely sounds like it, man. Definitely sounds like it. Now, when did you get hooked up with Jay Brewer there? How long have you guys been partners?
Well, the first time I met Jay Brewer, he was actually a partner of somebody else. We were at a protection match in Freedom, Oklahoma, and I'll never forget his partner, Chad Beavers. He's quite the character. But after the finals in 2007, I was without a partner, and it just so happened that he was without a partner, and we decided to enter in over New Year's Eve in Fort Worth. And we clicked really well, really, really, really well. We ended up placing second, just 1 point behind Dusty Tuckness and Andy Burrell. And fought bulls really good. It felt really comfortable, so we just went on with it. And we ended up finishing second that year in the world. That's how it all started.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. Well, now, Echo, tell us a little bit about what you know of these guys, because you spent some time with them, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Like Steve said, this will be the third school that we've done. The first two have been up here in Nebraska, where Steve and I are both from, actually. I actually have known Steve for several years. I don't know how many, but probably pushing 20 years that I've known him. And when Gary and I first talked about doing the school here, my first phone call was to Steve to ask him if he would be interested in putting on a bullfighting school, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made. Their students leave with not only knowledge, you know, that they need for the arena, but all around what it takes to be a bullfighter and make it your career. They learn the business aspect of it too, so I have to say that everything I've heard from every single one of the bullfighting students has been good. So
good deal.
You know, one of the things that I enjoy as Echo is when we all had the positive thinking little seminar and everybody joined in and it just turned out great. You know, from my perspective as a bull rider and then their perspective as bullfighters. You know, but it all boils down to the attitude and the very same thing, and the kids just loved it. You know, they joined in, they asked a lot of questions, and I think there was as much come out of that school as anything, because it really mentally inspired those kids after all the knowledge that they learned while they were there. They got the real mental side of it, what it takes mentally to get out there in front of bulls, which takes a lot more guts than what we do is on top of them. But, you know, it was just, it's always just enlightening for me to listen to those guys talk. And believe me, I have more respect for the bullfighters than anybody in that arena, because that's what takes the most guts and the most precision of anything, you know. And so when we all get a chance to kind of voice what it takes for us to rise to the top, it all boils down pretty much to the same thing.
I'd have to agree with Gary. It's 80% of fighting bulls is mental. 20% of it is physical. I mean, any athlete can go out there and try and do it, but if he doesn't have the mental aspect down, he set himself up for failure. I mean, if I can fight bulls, I know anybody can. And you know, it's really interesting doing these schools with Gary, because you know, basically we have the same philosophy when it comes to our mental game. It's applied, you know, in two different ways. And Gary's absolutely right. It is phenomenal listening to just the different stories of how everybody prepares themselves mentally. And I mean, that alone is well worth the weekend of learning a new skill.
So that is one of the things that you guys do at the school, is you guys go through some of that mental, you know, the mental coaching as well?
Yeah, well,
right.
we do it with our individual students, but we have one big classroom deal where we're all involved, you know. And that's, boy, that's the one that really gets good, because guys are asking questions, they're asking me questions, they're asking those guys questions, and so much good stuff comes out. And these guys are very serious when they ask these questions, you know. They say, when I feel like this, when I'm fixing to go out there either to fight a bull or ride a bull, how do I handle that, you know? And then you have this room full of guys that have been there and have figured out how to make it work, giving them answers. And whether it's fighting a bull or riding a bull, it's all the same mental attitude, you know. And it's the coolest part of the school, and a school wouldn't be complete without it.
Yeah, I think I can't wait.
Yeah, I have to say I agree with that, because sitting there listening to it, and I'm just sitting back in the background, and I leave there every time feeling like I could probably go ride a bull if I felt like it. You know, you just feel like you can take on the world.
Well, it's not too late, Echo. Maybe we can get you on one.
Yeah, okay.
We need a new barrelman down there. We need a barrelman down there, Echo. You can get in the barrel.
Yeah. Okay. I can look funny. I can do that.
Besides the fact of, you know, just the enjoyment of getting out of these kids prosper, after they get out of the school, it's amazing what leaps and bounds these kids go through just from day one to day two. When you instill just some basic fundamentals, and just you instill just a little bit of confidence in them, and it just grows like a weed. And it's very gratifying personally.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, just to sit back and look at kind of the rewards of seeing these kids succeed. Yeah, I would certainly agree with you, Steve. I think that's a great thing that you guys are doing for these, you know, these students. And you guys are teaching them the concept of what it takes to be a winner within the rodeo, not just to go out and actually ride a bull or to fight a bull, but to actually be successful in it. And that's what kind of separates you guys from some of the other schools. You know, anybody can say, yeah, we're going to hold a school and give you an opportunity to get on or be around these animals, but to actually get out and be winners is what you guys are really teaching. And man, I am so looking forward to Graham, Texas. This is going to be excellent.
One of the coolest things that we like to do, Jay and I both, we've got a ton of resources at our disposal. And just this spring, this last school that we had in Johnstown, Nebraska, we had a world champion bullfighter, Wasey Munsell, there. And it was amazing what just the mental aspect of what he does to prepare for a bullfight, I mean, just help these kids unbelievably. So you never know what we're going to be able to do. We might be able to pull a couple special guests out of our backside for this one. We'll have to see.
Well, you know what? I actually know a couple over there in that Texas area, and you know, we'll certainly get in contact. I'll try to help y'all out in that, you know, as far as that goes as well. I got a couple names that I might throw out there to you, Steve. You know, we've got guys, you know, of course, I've had the experience or the opportunity to ride with Ross Hill quite a bit. And so I've been around Wasey Munsell and Andy Burrell and a lot of these guys. We're at the Thunder Echo Games in Las Vegas. And actually, Dusty Tuckness was our co-host on our show. You know, he did all the play-by-play in the broadcast. And so really to learn from these guys and, you know, of course, it was a freestyle bullfighting deal, but really just to see how they did that. You know, those matches were just phenomenal. And then to come back to a rodeo or a bull ride and watch these guys fight bulls with using that same technique, you know, man, it was just really impressive to watch. I really enjoyed it and learned a lot from these guys. So I know that you kind of come from that same picking, you know, of successful bullfighters, and we look forward to getting out there and watching you teach some of these other guys.
One of the most important things that we stress, not only is it cowboy protection, but it's also the entertainment value that comes with fighting bulls as well. As soon as the wreck's said and done, it's you know, it's it's your responsibility as a bullfighter to entertain those people that are sitting in those stands. And one of the best ways of doing it is to showcase your skills. If you got a bull that's got a lot of heat, he's wanting to hook something, and you go out there and you just completely rip its head off. I mean, the crowd's going wild. The committee loves it. It's job security, and you leave the arena feeling pretty good about yourself. So, you know, we don't just cover cowboy protection seat schools. I mean, we like to cover every aspect of the sport. And, you know, freestyle bullfighting is just as important as cowboy protection.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're right about that. And as a matter of fact, I actually heard that same thing being preached to some of the other bullfighters from one of the best in the business. So I know where you got that from. It's you know, and it really is. It's a big part of making an event. You know, when it really is part of that entertainment field. And when you walk out of there, you know, not only are you walking out with your head high, but the fans are walking out with a smile on their face, and you know they're going to come back.
Absolutely.
Well, you know,
I remember when I was a kid and going to the rodeo to watch it. My favorite part of the whole rodeo was when the bullfighters come out and fought the bulls. I mean, that was, man, I was just on the edge of my seat, you know. And I remember it like it was yesterday. So there is nothing more entertaining than a good bullfight. Wow, you know.
You're right.
That sells the show.
You know what? And as long as I'm still not in the arena with them, it's good, you know. Where it's impressive to watch. I'm not watching them when I'm still trying to get out of that arena. But you know what, Gary, I agree with you too. Those bullfighters, man, they have a much harder job than what we had trying to ride these bulls. And I always went over before rodeo or bull ride and shook hands with those bullfighters to make sure that they knew who I was, you know, and that they were going to make sure to be there a step early if they needed to be. Because, you know, I mean, you know, in your late 20s or whatnot, you don't move as fast as those 16, 17-year-olds. So, yeah, you kind of got to do what you can. But they really have it, and they have their work cut out for them every event. They earn their money because they're in there the entire time. You know, we're just out there 8 seconds.
You know, one of the biggest things is, you know, fighting bulls isn't for everybody. And I'll be the first person to admit it. I mean, we're a special breed. You know, us bullfighters, and, you know, Jay and I will do the best we possibly can to make every one of our students one of the, you know, the best bullfighter they can possibly be, or we'll at least instill the tools needed so that they can go out, you know, and hit those practice pins and hone them skills. But like I said, I mean, it's not for everybody, but we'll definitely try and do our best to make it for everybody, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, man. Like I said, it's going to be exciting. Now, Echo, you know, last time we had Jay on the show, we were actually starting to worry about Steve here. This time we've got Steve on the show. Jay was with us, and then he dropped off, and I don't know what happened to him. He's not back yet, so hopefully everything is all right with him.
I do know that when I talked to Jay earlier today, he said he would have to drop off a little bit early, so...
Oh, that's right.
Yep. So he probably just.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We had
to drop off way earlier than we thought.
Yeah, that's fine. You know what? We had an opportunity. Yeah, it really is. You know, we had Jay on the spotlight. Now, I don't know, Steve. We did talk a lot about you, or at least I didn't. You know, Echo and Jay did. They talked quite a bit about you. So this might be your opportunity to get back at him. You could tell us some stories about Jay.
Well, I tell you what, you know, besides the fact that he's an outstanding bullfighter, he's one hell of a species when it comes to just a human being, and he can grill about anything over a oak fire. That guy is amazing when it comes to grilling. It's unbelievable, and he comes from some really good roots. His mom and dad, I'm just tickled pink to be back down in Graham, Texas, just to visit because. They're a hoot, let me tell you. And Echo,
yeah.
Echo, I've got nothing but really good things to say about her. She really puts on a quality school, and she goes above and beyond to make it a good quality school. I've never seen somebody do what she does to promote a school like she does. I mean, I appreciate everything that Echo does for Jay and I, and I can guarantee you Jay does the same.
And me as well. I tell you what, this gal is, she's one of those that you don't even have to ask. It just gets done. She's a multitasker. You know, we're, us cowboys, we can do one thing at a time, but when you got a multitasker behind you, they get all kinds of things done. And boy, she's I'm going to put her to promoting all my schools because she is just the best.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? I'm going to toot her horn too. Because the short time that I've known Echo, she's done nothing but help us, you know, in the process of helping you guys. You know, of course, we've been promoting your schools and trying to get some students out there and signed up. And the more we've done, the harder she's worked for us. And I said, you know, Echo, we're just trying to help you out. But she really is. Yeah, and she is a great multitasker, Gary. I've gone to her already for some help because I'm like, you know, I can't do all this. And she's like, oh, I got it covered already, you know. So, yeah, she's a stand-up girl, and we look forward to getting out with all you guys. This is just really going to be a fun time out there in Graham, Texas.
Now, while we're on the subject of fun times, if you're coming to the national finals this year, I'm having the buck and ball, which I had for 35 years and still have in San Francisco in October. If you're in San Francisco, come there. But if you can't make San Francisco, we're going to be at the Gold Coast every night after the rodeo. Donnie Gay and his crew will be downstairs with the NFR tonight. We'll be upstairs with the Buck and Ball. So it's Justin McBride, the world's champion PBR rider, is going to be there playing music for us. And then we got another local band that is really hot. So we're going to have some good music and a lot of fun.
Now, do they have to
and
buy
girls,
tickets for that,
right?
No, it's free. It's free.
Is
free
it?
Cover. And they got they got more free stuff than you can imagine. You know, we got all kinds of sponsors. So everybody's going to have a great time.
Well, see, looks like we're going to
we're giving all kinds of stuff away every night. If you show up, you're eligible for some giveaways. And so, but it's just, the Gold Coast is going to be the place to be again. It's been the last couple of years. That show that Donnie and Joe Beaver and them do is just outstanding. You know, they interview different contestants from the NFR every night, and Bob Tallman and Boyd Pohemus join them, and then of course we're going to be there. They'll be joining us upstairs after they get through their shows for the Buck and Ball.
Wow. Well, last year when we were out there, I actually saw Donnie's show that he did. You know. With
show,
the interviews and things, it really is. That was really entertaining, you know. And it looks like we're gonna start looking for some plane tickets and head back out there for another year.
Yeah, well, just as you're crossing the casino, just before you get to his deal, there's a little escalator goes up about 15 feet, and we got a big party going on up there called the Buck and Ball, and it's gonna be jumping. Like I say, Justin McBride's playing for us, and a local band that is really hot. Locally there is, so we have nonstop music till the wee hours.
Man.
And
hell
of a party.
Great. Yeah,
a lot of
there's
cowboys.
No doubt.
We got tons of the cowboys coming over to join us for the fun.
Well, if the guru's going to be there, it's bound to be one hell of a party, right?
you can count on that. You can count on that. If you don't have fun there, I take it personally.
That's it.
I'll just give your money back, but it don't cost you no money to come anyway. So, we ain't gonna find better than that.
That's right. There's no doubt. Well, shoot, Gary, I certainly appreciate you getting on with us, and you know, look forward to meeting up. Like I said, I really wish we could have made it out there in South Carolina this next weekend, but want to wish you well out there, and hopefully that school will be real successful. I'm sure it will be. You know, there's no doubt.
Time and I look forward to seeing you guys in Graham, Texas, and. Save up your money, get to Las Vegas, because once you get over to the Gold Coast, nothing will cost you anything. So you'll have nothing but fun.
That's right. Excellent. We'll do that, Gary. All right, man. Well, we're going to let you go, and stay in touch with us. We'll definitely be in touch from now till then.
Okay. Talk to you later, Steve. Talk to you later, Echo.
Yeah, Gary, have a good one.
Okay. Adios.
All right. Well, Steve, I want to thank you for jumping on here with us, and sorry we didn't get Jay on, you know, with you at the same time, but, of course, you know, we wanted to get Gary in there as well. But, Steve, I really look forward to it, and of course, we all know that, you know, if you're interested in getting into the bullfighting school out there in Graham, you can contact Echo Sharkey, and we've got her numbers posted on our forum page, and I think just about everywhere on Facebook and whatnot, so, Yeah, we're kind of plastering it all out there, Echo. You haven't gotten any late night phone calls or anything, have you? Except for me.
Yeah. Those don't count, you know. Yeah, no,
yeah.
I get calls at all hours. So.
Right.
You know,
well, I'll tell you what.
Bull riders are.
That's it. Well, you know, we don't get out of the rodeos until, you know, what, 11 o'clock at night, and then you hit the road, and, you know, you've got to get a couple hundred miles before you get any kind of reception. But especially when they're out in places like Podunk, Nebraska, right?
Yeah. I thought that was coming.
Well,
yep.
Steve, like
yeah,
I
Steve,
said.
I'm glad Steve made it on today. I just was thinking they're kind of the perfect bullfighting team when, you know, when one of them's working, the other one's kind of sitting back letting him do his thing. It's a curse.
Well, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny because Jay, he, you know, last time when I got stuck, you know, at the house without any cell service, he told me, he goes, you owe me 24 minutes and I'll take it out in stakes. So I told him, I said, well, I tell you what I'll do. I'll send you 24 Swiss steaks. And I think I just got out of them 24 Swiss steaks right here.
There you go. Well, you know what? I'm gonna kind of tell on Echo and Jay here, Steve. Really, while you were gone, the first thing they had told me about you is they said, you know, all right, look, Jay is the funny guy in the bunch, you know, and Echo was like, when you get Steve on, just know that he's all business. When it comes to bullfighting, he's just going to be straight up, just all business. You kind of have me intimidated. I said, man, we're going to get this guy on. And, you know, we just like to sit back and laugh and kind of cut up back on the ranch here. And I said, man, this might not be a right, you know, good show for him. But shoot, man, you know, you're out here laughing and cutting up with the rest of us. You're not as much of a hard ass as they said you are.
Well,
I don't think.
I don't think that I'm anything like that, really, but, I mean, I have a very deep passion for fighting bulls, and I try to instill that in my students, and I don't know if that comes across as being a hard ass of some sorts. I'm not sure, but, you know, I'm very passionate about fighting bulls, and I just if they can get just a little bit of that passion out of it, it's you know, I've done my job, so by all means, I like to have a good time. I like to joke around and things like that. But when the time comes where things need to be serious, I'm definitely the one to make sure that we need to be serious about things. But there's a time for seriousness, and there's definitely a time for fun. And don't get me wrong, our schools are a lot of fun. You know, everybody's giving each other, you know, grief 90% of the time until things don't go right, and they got me to talk to for a little while, but. You know, I had a really good teacher when I first started fighting bulls. Corey Wall taught me everything, and he definitely laid it out for you. He told you exactly what you needed to do to be successful in this sport, and I took that to heart and ran with it. And you know, fighting bulls, it's a very serious job. It's something you have to take seriously. You have to prepare. I mean, everything about this sport is serious. I mean, you could seriously get hurt fighting bulls, and if you don't have that mindset, then you're gonna get hurt. And you know, that's the big difference between fighting bulls above average and fighting bulls below average is a mindset. You taking the job seriously, and you know, going out and fighting bulls the best you possibly can every time.
Right. Yeah, I would agree with you there. You know, like I said, we're just giving you a hard time, but yeah, there's no doubt. You know, when they crack that latch, it is business time. There's no doubt about it. I mean, whether you're on the back of the bull or whether you're you know, you're out there in the arena, there's no mistaking it. It is definitely go to work time, and yeah, you can kind of cut up about it afterwards. But yeah, there's a time to work and time to play. But when we sit back here on the ranch, man, we do like to have some fun with it, man. And I certainly am glad that you were able to join us tonight.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate you having me on. This is a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, anytime we can get you some reception up there in Podunk, Nebraska, we'll get you on there. You know, we'd love to have you on more.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd give this Podunk, I wouldn't give this up for any kind of reception. This is country living. You take a lot of stuff for granted, and you live out in the country, and it all comes back to you. So I'll take this podunk country over cell reception any day.
Yeah, I hear you.
I agree with you.
Yeah, you know
Steve,
what?
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I saw a nasty storm going through your neck of the woods the other night. Did you tornado kind of weather?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, I looked out the front door, and for some reason I thought we lived in Florida because it looked like there was a hurricane outside our house. It was something else.
Well, you know what? When you do live in Florida, those things will pop up anywhere. We actually have a tropical thing brewing right on top of us, like, as we speak. I mean, it's been going on all day, and this thing's supposed to be moving out into the Gulf and then up into Louisiana. But, I mean, this thing, like, started up right over top of us here, and it, you know. But, yeah, it's Florida. And I'll tell you this, though. You know, we live in the country part of Florida. I mean, I'm 15 minutes away from the closest town. On 20 acres, man, and I wouldn't give it up for anything in the world. I mean, really, it is. It's nice to be able to leave and kind of get out of it, you know, get out of the craziness that goes on in the cities, for sure.
Well, I tell you, if you want extreme weather, you got to come to Nebraska, because you never know when a thunderstorm is going to just show up, boom. And they like to pepper you with all kinds of stuff. It may not just be rain. It could be hail. It might be the neighbor's tree. I mean, who knows with the wind blowing as much as it does up here. But, you know, everything's extreme up here. I mean, even our football team. Go Huskers.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Had to throw that one in there, right?
Well, absolutely.
We'll get into that down there in Graham, Texas. I'll make sure to bring down my Gator shirt.
I'm game, man. I am game.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what. Steve, like I said, man, we'll be in touch between now and September 7th, 8th, and 9th, but we definitely look forward to being down there in Graham. And just out of curiosity, who do you have in mind about popping in, or do you want to let on just yet?
You know, I'm going to keep that a secret for a little bit longer. I'm going to keep it a secret. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay. All right.
I don't
yet. We'll talk names out there to you, and we'll see if we can't, you know, get something going for these bullfighting students as well.
Right on, you guys. Thanks a lot for having me on. God bless.
All right, Steve. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
All right, Miss Echo.
Yeah, get me in trouble.
Hey, I'm sorry. You know,
no,
that's all right.
I'm just kidding. He is probably one of the most professional people I know in the industry, though.
Yeah, he really sounds like it, and we definitely look forward to, you know, like I said, meeting up and learning, you know, the aspect from the bullfighter standpoint, you know, what it's going to take in the arena as well. Like I said, you know, just learning from these guys. You know, when we had Jay on, I was telling you, you know, I mean, you never know when that situation may occur where you may have to be out there in that arena, and I'd certainly like to get a few pointers from guys that know what they're doing out there, you know.
Yep. Well, you'll
no
be learning
doubt.
From
well,
the best.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll tell you what, we've still got a few more minutes left, and we've also got a few more slots lined up for this school. So if you're interested, you better get a hold of Echo Sharkey. We've got it under our events page on Facebook, as well as you can either contact us or it's under our forum page. We've got the information posted there under schools. You don't want to miss it. You know, it's a great opportunity, $500 for all 3 days. Whether you're a bullfighter, you're a bull rider, and, you know, shoot, if you're anywhere between Florida and Texas, you know, down there around I-10 and you need a ride, get a hold of us. We'll be happy to pick you up along the way.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the school. It's come together real well. We appreciate everything that you've done, Scott, and MakingAid.com. It's been a big help getting the school put together, and we're all just really excited. I'm looking forward to the... I'm even looking forward to the drive down. I decided to drive instead of fly. I got a couple bullfighters from up here that are going to ride down with me. So,
okay. Well, shoot,
yeah.
You know what? And now Gary's talking about having Cody Custer come down. And you know, Steve was saying something about maybe having some bullfighters come down. And, shoot, yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
There's going to be some, you know, multiple world champions there, and it's going to be a neat experience for these guys. And
well, you know what?
We're looking forward to it.
You know, as somebody once taught me when I was going through school, if you want to be successful, you have to surround yourself with successful people. You know, Just the atmosphere alone being there with those successful people like Jay Brewer and Steve Wangler and Gary LaFeu and Cody Custer, you know, that list goes on. I mean, that's the kind of successful people you want to surround yourself by, you know? So, shoot, I mean, that's where it's at. I'm ready to roll. Let's go. Let's go to Graham right now. We'll surprise
right.
Jay.
Actually, yeah. I've said to you
ahead.
Before, too, that it's not just bull riding and bullfighting either. Like, the things that you learn there, you can apply to everything in your life. And you know, Gary
yeah.
makes the point, you know, if you're going to be a champion, you need to be a champion in every aspect of your life. And I love that lesson that he teaches because since I got to know Gary, I don't think a day has gone by that some of his words haven't gone through my head, applying
yeah.
it to my job, applying it to my home, my kids, you know, raising my kids, you know, it
right.
definitely changes your life, so.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go. Let's surprise Jay now. You know, we'll knock on his door, tell him we're a few weeks early.
Oh.
You know what, though? It's only a few weeks away. That's it. You know, I mean, it's coming up pretty quick.
I know it. That scares me a little bit because I'm not quite ready, but I'm looking forward to it, too.
You're a multitasker. You'll be ready.
You know what I'm missing to be there? My nephew, and you and I have talked about this because you are a Marine yourself, he graduates that Friday from boot camp
right.
out in San Diego,
yeah.
and I'm missing his graduation to be there. So.
Yeah, well, that's all right. You know what? We'll send him some love or something. You know, maybe we'll send him a – you know what you'll have to do? You'll have to get him to get out and log on to making8.com, and we'll send him a message or something to him. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, you know what it's like at boot camp. He got to call his mom last night and make a 2-minute phone call because they allowed all the squad leaders. And he was selected squad leader when he first got there and has held on to it. So, but they all got to make a 2-minute phone call home. So that was
now,
pretty
see,
exciting.
That...
But there's no internet. The only thing they've done, they were naughty on the 4th of July and they snuck out of bed at midnight to look at the fireworks through the window.
Oh, see San Diego, you can get away with that, but not here. You're not over Parris Island, over in South Carolina. So, anyhow, you know what? We're gonna wind things down here. I think we only got about 2 minutes left in the show, and want to send a big old thank you to Gary LaFeu and Steve Wangler for joining us tonight, and Jay Brewer. You know, sorry that we missed you. But we'll have you back on for sure. You know, I loved having Jay on here a couple weeks ago. It was a lot of fun.
You bet.
And Miss Echo, of course, you know, we'll get you back on here. You know, we love having you part of the show. And, you know, I'm going to make you my sidekick here before too long.
All right. That sounds all right with me.
All right, Echo. Well, I'll tell you what, you take care of yourself and get a grip this week, and we'll definitely talk with you.
Okay. Thank you, Scott.
All right, darling. All right, Making 8 fans, that's going to do it for our show tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and make sure you tune in next week as well, as we're going to do some things. You know, Making 8's getting ready to head back on the road, and we're going to be doing some live video broadcasting coming up. So one of the big things that we're going to talk about here next week's show, we're going to have some special guests, and we're going to have a lot of fun sitting back here on the ranch. So hopefully you'll join us next Tuesday, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Until then, rodeo fans, y'all get a grip with making8.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
All the money I let slip away is still on my mind.